The following podcast is recorded and produced by the Podcast Precinct in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com. The Podcast Precinct. Consistency, creativity, culture.
Starry Night Theater Podcast. I'm your host, Alex.
I'm your other host, DJ.
And we have amazing guests for you guys today. I mean, just the best. Just kidding, it's just us.
The Ghostlight Theater Ghost is on today. I always think we should do an episode like that, where we're a ghost. We're interviewing a ghost, and we're just asking questions and taking answers seriously.
Who's answering them? We are?
No. There's just silence.
Oh, the whole episode is just silent.
Yeah. 2 hours.
Okay. That would be our most listened to.
Yeah, probably. Last night we had the Starry Awards / membership meeting for the first time ever.
I like that it was combined.
Me too. I really enjoyed that. It felt natural.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any beef?
You know, I'm trying to think about my week, and honestly, I'm fine. I don't really have any beef.
It's a good week.
Yeah, I think after last night, I probably shouldn't have any beef. I feel like it would be wrong to have beef.
That's big. I have beef. I have a lot of beef.
Okay, you can take over my beef then.
Last night we did the Starrys. It's, if you don't know what that is, it's an award show that the members of the theater vote on. We do like best actor, best actress, best show, best ensemble, all that stuff. So everybody votes who saw everything. That's one criteria of it. You have to have seen everything. And I'm definitely a stickler for that. I wanted to make sure everybody saw everything. And I got some comments after last night. Christmas Rose swept. It won everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some comments like, is it true that people voted before Jesus Christ Superstar even happened? Is it true that the voting was rigged? Is it true? And multiple people, not one person, multiple people. And I don't know if that comes from a place of ignorance or arrogance, but obviously not. I mean, that's just a horrible question. Obviously that didn't happen. I waited until the end of the first weekend. Then I had to order the awards that Monday.
Mm, yeah, true.
There were people who saw everything except Superstar who I did not allow to vote.
Oh.
Because they didn't see Superstar. Because it's a show in the season, so you have to see it.
Yeah.
So being questioned about that was outrageous and a little mind-numbing to sit there and listen to that. There's a couple other things that happened that just, I don't know, really just rubbed me wrong and is a bad look in general. I don't want to say for that cast, because there's a lot of good people in that cast. A lot of good things came from that cast. Jesus Christ Superstar was a fantastic show. The vocals are the best we've ever had. The lighting was unbelievable. Shout out to Callum for bringing all that lighting equipment in. He did a lot of work on that show. Great. That's all fantastic. But at the end of the day, the people vote. And what they voted for is out of everyone's control.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to vote, you want to change votes, then see every show and vote yourself.
Yeah. Like, that's a good point. You got to watch every show. Get more people in.
Yeah. And so like it's just obnoxious that it was a thing that like they lost everything. Like, we should have won everything. Like, no. You shouldn't have, because he didn't. So like, it's how the people voted. It is what it is. And also, I can't put myself in the mindset to be so selfish to watch somebody like my father, who he is the reason that any of us are here. Yeah. He's the reason that Jesus Christ Superstar was done. It's not done if he's not here. So last night was absolutely incredible. I didn't win a damn thing. I didn't win a single thing. And not one part of me, while that happened or this morning, was like, oh, man, I really wish I won.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything I've learned, everything I have, I owe it to my father. So seeing him win everything that he was up for, getting all this love and appreciation and his flowers from his peers, there's not enough selfishness or ego inside of me to be like, damn, that should have been me.
Yeah.
So that really pissed me off beyond belief. And it's something that we knew would happen with the Starries. I was warned, like, oh, it's theater people up for awards. I don't care. It only makes me want to add more awards. Because, like, if you're going to get butthurt and get upset about somebody like my father winning awards, then I've got nothing for you. I have nothing for you. Because he is the reason we're here. He poured his heart and soul into Christmas Rose. The story of it all, he was on, he told the story of it. It meant so much to him. And to have this response for it, I can't imagine how he feels. I mean, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loved it. Everybody showed him that it's important, that he's important. There's not one outcome that I would have changed about last night. And if you're selfish enough or childish enough to want an outcome to change so your ego can get stroked, then you need to grow up.
Yeah. This is community theater award show. It's for fun. It's not like we're curing cancer over here, like getting awards for something that's making the world go round. It's just all in good fun. And, you know, you should be happy for your peers who do win. You should be happy for the ones who don't even get anything. And because that doesn't mean that they didn't not deserve the award.
Right.
It's just one vote of however many people. And some of the votes are close.
Yeah.
Like, you may not see the numbers, but yeah, they're close. It's just obvious that the majority wins, even if it's like 39-1, you know, or 39-40, whatever it is.
Right. Yeah, it's, I don't know. There's a lot of that last night, which I think is just ridiculous. And it's not just, this is not just targeted at one person. It's targeted at multiple. And it's disappointing, truthfully. Because that cast worked their ass off. Yeah, so did Superstar. So did every other show this season. Nobody's there putting in more hours than me. I know for a fact because I'm there alone a lot. Nobody's putting in more hours than me. The sacrifices that I make for Treasure Island, for Spiral Staircase. My brain was the size of a peanut going into Spiral Staircase. I was so burnt out, I was in no position to be directing that at all. And I worked my ass off on that show. And everybody came and made it what it was. And that watching everything back yesterday was it changed me. Because I'm real negative about this season, and it's not my best work. And it's not. Still not. But seeing the pictures and remembering it helped. It's like, okay, like, we still made something really special with every show.
Yeah.
So it's like, if anybody had any right to be hurt about not winning something, it's certainly me. Because nobody's put in more hours than me there. And I'm not even slightly upset about it. Nobody is more deserving than my father for any award.
And you've been saying that since, I mean, you announced, like, what the categories were, who the nominees were. Like, you were all for your dad.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't saying, I want to win this so bad.
Right.
And, I mean, you wouldn't be saying that anyways. But, like, I don't know. It's just, it's all in good fun, and it stings a little if you are, like, really hyped about being nominated in your role, and you feel so strongly about your role, but, I mean, for me, like, if I would have lost, sure, it would have stung for, like, half a second, and then I would have just been so elated for whoever else won.
Right.
And known that that's not a just because they won, that's not a reflection of my performance.
No. No, and that's a huge part of it, too. It's like, okay, maybe my character or my show just wasn't as big or centered. Nothing to do with the actor. Nothing to do with the actress. Nothing to do with any part of that. It's, okay, maybe it's just, like, compared to this, it's not as grand as big. I don't know, or a different kind of show. Like, I'm trying to think of it, of like a Hollywood example. Like, you take what Joaquin Phoenix did as Joker, where like he truly is a driving force of that, certainly deserved the Oscar that he won for it, and you put it against like, I don't even know, like, I can't think of anything, but you put it against like a comedy or something, or an ensemble piece. You're like, well, yeah, I mean, Phoenix had more work to do. He did more. So it's like, it has nothing to do with that other actor. It's all about like what the role is and how you handle the role. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day too, it's way better than winning like, or than being at like any other award show, because you know everyone there.
Mm-hmm.
You know everyone, and you know everybody worked just as hard at their role, and you know that whoever wins it, they're deserving, and that they worked their butts off. It's just, I could go on for 3 hours about it. It's just disappointing and upsetting that anybody would have any kind of negative reaction to anything that happened last night.
Yeah, and I also, like, something that we brought up last year was we didn't want, like, because the musical is such a spectacle.
Yeah.
You know, compared to other shows in the season, not just Jesus Christ Superstar, any musical, because there's singing, dancing, you know, everything, that we didn't want Best Show to always end up being a musical.
Right.
And, I mean, this obviously proved that that's not always going to be the case. And there are some shows, like, just because a musical is, like, a whole spectacle doesn't mean it's always going to win. And there's other shows that some things are more deserving than others sometimes. It really doesn't, I don't know.
It's not a reflection of how the show went. It's not a reflection of any of that.
Yeah. It's all the shows, I mean, all they're beautiful shows. Everything. Jesus Christ Superstar, I loved it, but even, like, did my votes, what I put in, reflect who won? Not in every single category.
Me neither.
But majority rules, and that doesn't change the way I look at, you know, what I put down as my answer and who I think was deserving or what was deserving. But at the end of the day, what am I going to do about it?
Right.
Like, the people won, and they should be able to celebrate and not feel like they didn't deserve it or something was rigged. Or, I mean, there would be no reason to even rig it. Why? Like,
well, and that's the thing, because also was a couple people were like, yeah, I'm gonna vote next year, so like, it's not just one show. I'm like, okay, then you just don't get it. You don't get it, because like, obviously then this show was important and this show meant something. Like, if you look at it from a company standpoint, I've been with the company my whole life, and what meant more to the company this season, between Christmas Rose or Jesus Christ Superstar, it's not even close. It's not even slightly close. Jesus Christ Superstar will probably never be done again. Christmas Rose 100% will be. Written in honor of Jed, who is a longtime member of the company, who died with the company as a teenager. That right there in itself is more important than anything Andrew Lloyd Webber has ever said in his life. To us.
Yeah.
So, like, and that's another, like, thing about it. It's like, I don't understand how you could see any of that and be like, yeah, no, I should have won, or this should have won, or whatever. It's absurd. It's outrageous. A year ago, if you asked me what would have won awards, I would have said Treasure Island.
Mm-hmm.
Before we did anything, I was like, well, this is going to be unfair, because Treasure Island's going to win every single award.
Yeah.
I would not have written Christmas Rose in for anything. And I think that's what makes it so interesting, is coming into something, you think you got all the answers. Like, next year, I'm sure Hunchback is going to win a lot. Or, like, this coming season. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe it will. But, like, it's great to see something that was written in-house that means so much to my father wins all the awards. And voted on by his peers. Like, that is incredible. And I'm so, so happy for him.
Yeah, and, like, for people who weren't at the table read for Christmas Rose, I mean, the impact that it had in that moment was so intense, and people were crying just reading this piece. Yeah. And your dad didn't even think. He was like, I don't even know if people will like it.
Right.
So I mean, for people who weren't there, it was very impactful to those who were able to read it ahead of time. And so it is a reflection of the theater, and it is a reflection of how people really feel about the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think everyone who was part of that show should feel like they deserved what they got.
Damn straight. I would be so proud if I was part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I said it last night, and my dad said a real nice thing. I appreciated everything he said. But that show is truly the show that I physically had the least to do with. I wasn't in it. I didn't do lights or sound. I missed shows because I was sick. I missed crews. I don't remember why I missed crews, or I was working on a different project or something. I truly physically had very little to do with the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't be more elated that it won. And I have every reason to be mad. I have every reason. But then again, it's like, oh, wait, there is no ego involved. It's for my father, who is a reason we have any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So this podcast, this building, the reason I am who I am today, the reason so many of us are who we are, because we have the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Like staying after and singing, or staying after and throwing the ball around, or staying after and talking till 1 a.m. That's because of him. He has given us the opportunity to do that. So, like, every life-changing moment that I've had there, I owe to him because he has created that. So, damn straight, I'm going to hand him every single award I can with a smile on my face, because that's why we're here. So, it's frustrating, and I'm sure just some people didn't get that because they're new.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I was just in Superstar. Superstar was big and fun. It's like, great, that's awesome. And it was. It was big, it was fun. And almost 1,500 people saw that. That's your award right there. Lottie and Bernice, if I were Deb Joanne, you could cause a stink. Lottie and Bernice brought in the most people. If the audience voted, they'd probably vote for Lottie and Bernice for everything. And that's great, but it didn't end up that way.
Yeah.
Not one complaint from them, because they understand that it's bigger than that. It's bigger than a show. It's bigger than an award. It's my dad and everything he's done, and to be how you show so unsure about this show, about Christmas Rose, and made that real clear. He's like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I need to get this out. I need to get the story out. The reaction he got then, the reaction he got now, every ounce of that is deserved and earned. So I am extremely happy with how last night went. I can't wait for Starries for the next 20 years, because I'm not going to end it, because people aren't winning what they think they should be winning. And again, it's not one person. It was a large amount of people that I talked to afterwards that I showed the numbers to.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the numbers. You didn't see every show. You didn't get the vote. Sucks to suck, but you didn't. And did voting get skewed because we had to end it after the first weekend? No. No, it didn't. Because the people who didn't vote, some of my family members, Catherine, Vanessa didn't get the vote in time. I'm sure there's many, many more. I guarantee would have also voted Christmas Rose. So, no, the loss would have been harder had I extended it. Also, the awards wouldn't have come in on time had I extended it. And
yeah,
honestly,
that's a big thing.
I would vote Christmas Rose for ensemble after the second weekend when we missed 6 people for one show.
Yeah.
So you're welcome for ending it after the first weekend, or else, yeah, the voting would have been skewed, and it would have been skewed the opposite way. So I'm fed up, to be honest, because we put on a really good thing, and a lot of really great people got recognized, and there was just an arrogance and just big ego in the air.
Yeah. And I feel like we've talked about this. We know you said this earlier going into it, like actors have egos and just humans have egos. And, you know, things might not work out in your favor and you might hear about it. And people may not, you know, have the sportsmanship to, you know, open their eyes and like see why something won. They might just be blinded by that they didn't win.
Yeah.
And again, it's not what this is about. I like even what Jared said last night, like it's not about winning. It's not about this award that I got. I'm grateful that people saw what I saw and, you know.
Hello. Hey. Sorry, I have to steal your mic.
That's fine.
Wow,
take
just
her away.
Just walk right in.
I know.
It's okay.
Don't blame me. Blame Dan.
You know, I'm grateful for, like, that people even considered me, but that doesn't take away from anyone else in the category and what they did. And I don't want anyone to feel like they didn't deserve it just as much.
Absolutely. I completely, completely agree with you. And it was really great to see, because I was worried about some of the young people who were. What is happening? Oh, my microphone, my headphones just turned on.
just turned
they
on.
They just started working.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
It was really great to see some of the younger people who were nominated understand it. They get it. Like the future, I said it last night, and it's so real and so true. The future, and it's not really the future because they're getting older by the second, is so, so, so strong and resilient and smart. And I'm so excited to work with these kids once they grow up into adults and they're just going to own every show. I'm so excited.
They will.
And the way they handled everything was phenomenal.
Yeah, and they will have awards coming their way.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like this is an every year thing. Again, I worked harder than every other person this season. I guarantee it. I blood, sweat, tears, the amount of money I've lost taking days off to work on a set is more than I can even imagine, more than I want to imagine. And I wouldn't have it any other way. So if anyone wants to be mad, be upset about anything, it's me. It should be me. And it's not. Because I understand that this is all about something bigger. So I just, that's all I have on that. I don't know. It's just, you don't have a right to be mad if I'm not mad, truthfully. Because I've done it all. And I didn't win a single award. And I'm grateful that my father won everything he won. Truthfully, would not change a thing about it.
Well said.
Let's get into each award and who won it. I'm trying to remember how the night went. Best Ensemble was the first award. Best Ensemble went to Christmas Rose. That was by one vote.
Wow.
One vote. I think it's incredibly deserved. Every single member of that cast was unbelievable on stage. Just fantastic. And the moments in that are just incredible.
I mean, that speaks for what we were just saying. One vote.
Right.
Like, that obviously means that whatever was compared to it, that also was just as good. It just lost by one point. Like,
right.
So you should be happy that people even, like, loved it that much to vote, however many people voted for the
right.
other one. But
and there are a lot of great ensembles up. The Treasure Island Ensemble, somewhat
yes.
overlooked. Fantastic. The whole fight scene. I loved showing the clip of us rehearsing the fight and then us getting into the real fight. It was just, they worked their butts off. That was a lot of fun. There were so many of them and so many moving pieces.
Yeah, it was.
Spiral Staircase, great ensemble. Like, the amount of really, really good ensembles this season, it's not just a give-me award. It's a big deal. And every single person in Christmas Rose was fantastic and definitely, definitely deserved.
And there were people around me who didn't even... They were in Christmas Rose, and they did not think that they would get it.
Yeah.
As ensemble.
Yeah.
I had an inkling. Like, that was just my guess. I think that's what I voted for anyways. But I really thought that would win, and then when it did, there were other people around me that were, like, shocked, and I was like, well, okay. So right. Not everyone agrees. But, yeah, I think for what it represents to the theater, that it was well-deserved.
Yeah.
And how it made people feel, not just people in the theater, but the audience in general.
Right.
It was the most impactful.
Yeah.
All around, so...
And it's a different beast of an ensemble. That's everyone. There's a lead character in that. That's my father. That's Joanne. That's Vanessa. That's Ben, Elena, Autumn, Sean, Trevor, Callum, Taylor. Who am I missing? Maybe everyone.
I don't know. Elena, who'd you say?
I think I got them. Julie, Jared. Like, that... That speaks for itself. They are the whole show. The ensemble is the whole show. Then you look at something like Treasure Island, where it's like you have your mains, then you have the ensemble. The ensemble is fantastic. The show doesn't go on without that ensemble and the fights and everything. It didn't win. It didn't win because it's up against a powerhouse like that. Superstar, same thing. One of the best musical ensembles we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So put it against other musicals, yeah, it's going to win. But Christmas Rose is a different beast, and you cannot deny the talent of that ensemble and the whole show that they put together just because, okay, these guys are a powerhouse group of singers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, had Superstar won, I'd be happy too.
Yeah. And like you said, if you change what's in the nominations, like put Superstar up against some other show from the past, like,
you put it against Sweeney Todd, yeah, it's gonna win.
Yeah, so that's not a reflection of anyone, anything, any show being bad. It's just, let's celebrate what was awarded.
Yeah, agreed. Then Best Set was next. Best Set was Treasure Island.
I feel like that was a given.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
I would have been shocked if it didn't.
Yeah, me too. That was the biggest runaway. A Treasure Island set was fun, and a lot of people helped with that. Natalie was a huge help. I took a day off of work. She came there and we painted every piece of styrofoam on that set, which is a huge task. Sarah cut all the styrofoam. Huge task. Chris Fire helped me go out and get the styrofoam. Huge projects. A rotating platform. Callum, Jenna, Michela, everyone who came to the cruise, Catherine, VJ, like so many people helped on that set. So not for one second did I think, like, okay, this is my set. No, it was my set design that I couldn't have made without all these people.
Yeah.
And a lot of hard work went into that set, so I'm glad it won.
Yeah, I mean, again, if it didn't, I would have been shocked, because I remember walking into the theater, and because I didn't go to any of the crews for that, and I mean, I was blown away.
Yeah. Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't remember what was after that, truthfully. I think it was...
I can't help you.
We didn't have the nobody won the John Kerr Award because you have to be graduating high school.
Mm.
Nobody within the group is graduating high school right now. Soon that'll be loaded.
Yeah.
That'll
be a tough one.
Yeah, for sure. Then we
costumes?
Had best costumes. That one was won by Treasure Island. Shout out to Julie. Shout out to Vanessa. For all the hard work they put into the costumes and the costume room and costuming thousands of people a year.
Yeah, all those people. It's in Treasure Island, there's so many people.
So many people. And they all change. They all have to, like, be someone else for a scene.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, deserved, for sure. We then had the Kindness Award, which went to Tracy Rose. Yeah, I mean, that's just when we announced the Kindness Award that it was going to be a thing, my father and I were genuinely worried that we'd run out of candidates after, I think it went Vanessa, VJ, Joanne Halesko, now Tracy, That's just a lineup of really great people.
You were worried there wasn't anyone kind enough.
Yeah. No, like, that was a genuine conversation we had. Because I was like, I can't win it. You can't win it. What do we do? Like, I don't know. But people are stepping up. And those four, you look at those four people and it's like, yeah. Yeah, what would you change? Like, those are great people that you can go to with anything. And always say hi to you, always great people. That's
it? Yeah. Tracy, so deserving.
Yeah.
I mean, everything she does, and she does it with a smile.
Yeah.
Never complains.
And dealing with people, it's not easy. It's genuinely very much not easy. Being a director and dealing with these people and some of the questions they ask and some of the attitudes they get. And it's very, very easy to give attitude right back. I'm very passive aggressive. And I get very passive aggressive real quickly. And she's dealing with the same people when she does photos with them. Except that's worse because, like, okay, now this photo is going online of you. How is this? And like, oh, I hate this. I hate that. I couldn't imagine doing that with a smile. Somebody's head would be put through the canvas. I promise you. Because, like, she does it with a smile. So, yeah, not even a question there.
Well, hopefully you find more people next year.
Yeah. I have some people in mind. We'll just see how they hold up this season.
Yeah. Be kind, everyone.
Be kind. I'm just going to put it out there right now. I promise you I'm not winning it. I don't think I ever will. I got to pull up a list of everything else. I can't remember the order.
You know, something I wish you guys did was... say the nominees before you said who won.
Yes, you and I did that.
Yeah.
But we were not as prepared as you
and
I were.
Wait, what?
Ryan and I were not as prepared as you and I were.
We were barely prepared.
No, I looked back at the Google Doc we made. Stuff was in color. We actually had stuff scripted out. We had nothing scripted.
It was like days before.
Yeah, but
I remember the day of... I was typing it during crew.
Yeah. No, nothing was...
Well, Ryan does a good job of improvising.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
So, shout out to Ryan.
Shout out, Rye Guy. All right. Best ensemble, best set. That all happened. Duos. We had the Duo Award. The winners of the Duo Award was my mother and Joanne for Lottie and Bernice. I mean, that just makes sense all around. We introduced the Duos Award because we couldn't put, like, all right, Lottie and Bernice separately up for, like, supporting actor, supporting actress. Like, it doesn't make sense. Nobody's going to vote for just one of them. Like, you want both of them together. So we created the Duos Award, which is... I hope we keep it and like keep going on with that. And it's just kind of an extension of best supporting and or best lead.
Yeah, that is a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
My only contention is I can see people being like, every time Lottie and Bernice is part of the season, people being like, oh, they're just going to win automatically. Like, why are we even voting for this if they're just going to win?
Right.
And yeah, I'm just afraid of that happening.
See what you have to think of, like, to put something together. Like, let's plan a fun evening. Oh, no, somebody's going to get mad about this. Like, or just enjoy it. Enjoy the free food and the entertainment and the awards. Like, just enjoy it. I don't know that will happen. Joanne and my father got real close to winning that award as well.
I think that's who I put.
Yeah, I think that's also who I voted for. But, I mean, the impact that Lottie and Bernice have had on the theater, like, literally why we are still able to go. So,
and especially we didn't have this award last year, right? So, for the first one, I think it makes the most sense.
It's perfect. That lined up absolutely perfectly. Okay, then we went to, I don't know where we went from there. I think we went supporting female. That was the closest vote it was crazy how close that was. Everybody was voted a lot.
Wow.
Yes.
Can you read like who was in it, who's nominated?
Yes. Catherine was nominated for Mrs. Oates from The Spiral Staircase. Taylor Grosskopf as Laura from Christmas Rose. Elena as Grace from Christmas Rose. Vanessa as Olivia from Christmas Rose. Joanne as Janet from Christmas Rose. And Jenna as Simon from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Wow, okay.
It was very close. Everybody got a lot of votes. And Taylor won, which I'm very happy for her. Her performance in Christmas Rose was amazing.
Yeah, her and Elena I see as people who are just like very natural.
Yeah.
They just become whatever they need to. They're like a chameleon. They can just transform.
I agree. And they're very natural to watch on stage. I loved Elena's scene with my father in that.
Yes,
one of my favorite scenes in the whole play.
Yeah.
And like Taylor, if you saw the show, then she has a whole end piece. She was phenomenal in that piece and how she handled it and how she moved throughout it. How she moved throughout the whole show. Like, really fantastic job. I love Taylor. That's somebody. That's a kindness winner right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the positivity that she brings to any situation is beyond anything I could ever conjure up. So, I am a huge fan of Taylor.
Yeah. Taylor's great. I love her. Oh, and she's going to be in
Spirits of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did she audition?
Yes. Okay. It was a virtual deal. Because she's at her job in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
But I asked her if she was going to audition. She's like, well, I can't make auditions, whatever. And I was like, well, we could set something up. Because she's great on stage, one, which is awesome, but just a great presence to have and somebody I don't want to lose ever in the building.
I love that. I love that she's like off doing her work and getting paid, but like she's also willing to come back and volunteer her time.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then I want to talk about our fall shows after we go over this. Supporting male, my father won for Christmas Rose. Nominees were, Eldon Swartz for Max Christmas Rose, Jared Crouch, Captain Smollett in Treasure Island, Ben Torres as Dr. Livesey in Treasure Island, Trevor Stone as Ben Gunn in Treasure Island, Callum Antonio as Israel Hands in Treasure Island, and Sean Ward as Pilot.
Okay, yeah. Last night I was trying to remember who else was nominated.
Somebody else was originally supposed to present supporting male, but it changed. So, it's a whole thing. But we didn't do nominees. We also didn't do it because that would also cause problems. Like, well, why wasn't I nominated? It's like there was there were so many people this year that we had to vote on who to nominate. And all the nominations, I wouldn't change.
Yeah. I think that's something Mustafa mentioned last night. He was like, I mean, even for the Christmas Rose, like, there's so many people. How do you decide who you're putting up to be nominated?
Right.
Which, I mean, it has to be done. You can't have a list of 10 names.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I think I kept it to 6 for both. Yeah. And, like, that's how it's going to be. So we're going to make those tough decisions every year, but there's nothing about these nominations that I would change. The winner of that, was my father for Christmas Rose. He was just fantastic in it. Every time he's on stage, I love it, but that was special. That was real special. Which takes us to the best moment, which is an award I give out. So if you're mad about anything, you can be mad about this award. You can be mad at me, and I'd love to sit down and talk about it. There's something that I want to make this award is you strip away the lights, the sound, the set. You strip away costumes, everything. It's just two humans on stage making a moment. And Joanne and Vanessa won it for their talk in Halloween Dreams by the fire. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
That was truly the feeling, the emotion, everything was there. Very similar situation here with my father and Joanne. They opened Act 2 of Christmas Rose with their husband and wife talk. And when I saw it, the audience applauded after. They were so into every line. They were hanging on every line. And I talked about this last night. I'm somebody who's such a big set person. I love the lights. I love, like, Superstar was a spectacle. You had to come and see it to, mm-hmm. to believe it. I love that. Treasure Island, same thing. Like, you have to see the sword fight. None of the dialogue in Treasure Island you're going to take and be like, yeah, like, that's going to stick with me forever. No,
yeah.
not even a little bit. So I love that, and I love creating pictures. I love doing that. These two people, skin and bones, sat in folding chairs and just entranced the audience, and that needs to be awarded. That needs to be given out. Nothing else this season came close to what they did.
I loved that scene. Every night when I was doing sound, I was like, exactly, entranced.
Yeah.
And like, they had nothing. It was just them and their dialogue. And they always seemed so well connected. And like, they just fit together. And so.
Yeah. I mean, they unbelievable. So I definitely have no feelings of regret towards that one. That is. Yeah. Then we had Leading Male, which went to Lucas Smith for Jesus. I mean, yeah. Like, he is just one of the best people I've ever worked with. His dedication to everything. He showed up to crew. He was new when he came to crew. He's funny. He's just got a good heart on him. And working with him was truly, truly a privilege. And I don't say that about anyone. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't ever think I've heard you really say privileged working with him.
No, it was like I was so incredibly enamored by his work ethic and his spirit. Yeah, he's just an incredible human being. And his hard work certainly paid off. Him as Jesus, I think, was fantastic. The photos are unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Even there's just one of him just standing there. I don't even know what scene it's from. I can't place it in the show. He's just standing there. I've got the yellow light on him, and he just looks fantastic. It's like right there. That's it. And I gave him the biggest hug yesterday after he won, and he's just one of my favorite people.
Yeah, I am really happy that he won. Yeah. I mean, he deserved it. And also, I told him, like, coming in being new, and then you get this, like, what a cherry on top.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And he's such a good person.
He really is.
He's so kind and nice to talk to, so he really deserved it.
Yeah, for sure. I just, huge fan.
I mean, he died on the cross. Like, the least we can do is...
Right. I whipped him.
Yeah.
And we'd go back and I'd do his makeup on his back after the whipping scene, or before the whipping scene. And he was just great about that, too. He's like, thank you so much for doing this every night. And I'm like, thank you for doing this. That's what a lot of people, like, don't get. It's like, oh, like, you're easily replaceable. You're not. Like, that... what he brought to the show would be so different if anybody else did the show. And I'm grateful that he was there and that he accomplished what he accomplished, because it was phenomenal. So I just, like, him saying thank you, I'm like, no, thank you. Like, you're here every night killing it, making everyone in this company look good, because you're so talented. So shout out to Lucas.
Shout out, Lucas.
Leading Female went to you.
It did.
Nominees. It was you from Spiral Staircase. DeShay from Night of the Living Dead. Autumn from Treasure Island. Ari as Raya. And Michaela as Mary. Yeah, I mean, I voted for you. You took a role. And like, this is one where what we were talking about before stands true. Like, this certainly doesn't take away from any other performance here. Michaela as Mary, mm-hmm. phenomenal. What Ari and Autumn were able to do with how young they are, they led shows. They literally led these shows as children and did an incredible job. It's like, and DeJ, as the first ever female Ben, had a tall task in front of her, and everybody conquered exactly what they needed to do in their parts. You are different because what everybody is going to take from Spiral Staircase from now till the end of time is going to be your performance because of how special it was.
And
I said it after the show closed. Like, there, that was special. And that was.
And you didn't even like Spiral.
No. But that's one, like, when I saw the video back, I'm like, it looks beautiful.
That video, I remember I was going to say something when I accepted the award, and it was, so that video, I remember talking about it with you. Well, not the video, but that scene where I'm on the couch and I have the mirror and I'm trying to sing, and that was my least confident scene. And I said this to you at the time, and I don't know who it was. It might have been on the podcast. We might have had a guest, but someone said maybe that's your least confident scene because it's your most vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I took that with me, and I was like, you're right. Because when I watched that scene back last night, it's a little awkward watching yourself. But I was like, I don't know if I did that scene justice. But
clearly.
But, like, people seem to think so, so.
No, you definitely did.
I should not be so harsh, but, yeah.
That was another thing that was, like, entrancing. Watching you move around the set and move around with the different characters, it was really special. Like, there's just something about it. And having the restraint of not being able to speak. And the whole ending. I love the ending, how you maneuvered throughout, the music.
See, that would have been cool to show. Not that the other one wasn't. I just have, like, I felt very exposed in that one. She was exposed, like Helen was. It was like a very intimate moment for Helen where she is alone.
Yeah.
And she's trying to do something that she can't do. And so, like, it's weird because she's alone, but, like, the audience is watching me do it. So that moment feels very vulnerable because I'm exposing some side of her that she doesn't necessarily want people to see.
Right.
Like, she's alone in her room just doing her thing. But, yeah. But, like, the last scene, that one's, like, my cherry on top.
Yeah. But, like, if I did the last scene and then I have to show every, it'd be like a 5-minute clip.
Yeah.
But, like, I like this scene a lot because it is just you. It was literally just you on an empty stage.
Yeah.
And, like, the other thing, you can't mess up. You shoot somebody, and then you make a phone call. Like, you can't mess up. Your emotion in it was phenomenal. But, like, you could put anybody in there, and they could do a passable job at that. This, you can't. You can't just leave somebody alone on stage and do a passable job at that scene.
I'm happy that you like that scene so much that it was the one you wanted to show.
Yeah.
And other people feel the same. Like, I don't want to take away from that scene. I love that scene as well.
No,
it's like, as an actor and, like, portraying that, it was very, you know, exposed. Like, I just.
Yeah.
But, like, that was the point of the scene. So, if I did it justice, then I'm happy.
You did. You certainly did. Then we had the Jet Award. That's one of my favorite awards of the night. Every time we did the membership meeting, Jed just means so much to me. So it's great to give that out. And it went to Nora, who is just a ball of fire. It's truly just like there's something about when she comes in and like having a conversation with her is like the best because she's just got this spunk and this spark to her. And, she's awesome. All the Borowicks are phenomenal. They're really all great people. But it was just, I'm very happy she got
it. She's very spunky.
Yeah, she is. She's awesome. She's awesome. We had the Carl Tamberlin, the Christmas one, and that went to Joanne. Nobody more deserving of that award. She was so close with Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a great tribute to have Joanne win that.
Who won it last year? Do we remember? Was it
my dad?
Last? Okay.
Yeah, he was the first ever. And then Joanne's the second ever.
Great yeah, and way. You could, I mean, from what she said, and also just, she was very close
yeah.
with him, and it meant a lot to her
yes.
to win that, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to miss any awards, but I think we went to Best Direction after that. Right? Let me just make sure. Yeah. Best Direction went to My Father for Christmas Rose. As we said, it was pretty much a sweep. Yeah, completely deserved, and so happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
So incredibly happy. Like, because these haven't been a thing. The Starry's just started.
Yeah.
So when I won last year for Frankenstein, I was like, yes, this is absolutely deserved for the work I did in Frankenstein. Absolutely. But there's also part of me that felt guilty because, like, my father's been doing this since the dawn of time, and he's been doing it better than me. So, like, this is not a representation of what this company is.
Mm-hmm.
So now that he had a whole sweep of an award show, it's like, yes, that's what it is. And this is so earned and so deserved.
And he's someone who doesn't, like, I'm sure he wasn't even expecting.
No, yeah, he wasn't.
Any of it.
He wasn't.
And he's someone who would be, like, equally as happy for his son to win. And,
yeah.
Or anyone else in whatever category. And he wouldn't, like, bat an eye for, like, oh, I deserve that. Like, I'm the director and I made this theater possible. So
right.
I should be winning all these awards. Like, he doesn't even care that this award show exists. Like,
right.
That's not what it's about for him.
No. No. So it was great that he came in, like, not expecting all this, and it was just thrown at him. And that is, it's just so, it's so deserved. And to write Christmas Rose, direct it, be in it, and give the performance that he gave, there's not another show on this list that you look at and say, yes, yeah, this person deserves it more. And who's the other person? Me. And I know the work I did. One more time. I know the work I did on all these shows. I worked my ass off on every single show that I ever do. And I think the shows were fantastic. But nobody deserved that award more than him. Took us to Best Show. Nope. The Halesko Award. The Stephen Halesko Memorial Achievement Award is for somebody who went above and beyond that season. We haven't given it out since last May. So Sweeney Todd was not included.
Mm-hmm.
So Sweeney Todd was part of this one. From Sweeney Todd till now, till Jesus Christ Superstar, I've had so much help from so many different people in so many ways. But somebody I've always been there to defend and support is Jared, and he's always been there for any large project that I need help with. And him and I put so many hours into the Sweeney set and into the chair. And Jenna also was there. She put in so many hours with us as well. Then Jared carried over and with the Spiral Staircase set. And Night of the Living Dead, and, like, stuff that he wasn't in, and he's still working hard on it. And Christmas Rose, I don't remember what I was doing, but I didn't do much with that set at all. I don't know where
I was.
You
were just sick.
Yeah, I was that when we went to New York?
Well, we went in beginning of January, so.
Oh, so no, so was after.
That was after, yeah.
So what the hell was I doing? I don't remember what I was doing.
You were, like, what's the word? You were just sick from Halloween, I think, and all the fumes you, like, you breathed in.
Yeah, but, like,
you inhaled and you.
Not for the whole crew process.
I don't know. I feel like you were sick for a while.
That's, I don't know. I remember hanging the light. I hung a light.
I think you were probably just, you needed a break.
Yeah, but I don't, like, I was still there Saturday mornings. I just don't know what I did.
You were probably delirious and you just don't remember.
Maybe.
And then you got sick for those 2 days or however long it was. And when the show was actually happening.
Yeah, yeah.
You weren't there. So, I don't know.
I don't know. I really don't.
I think you, at that point in time, you had done so much. And we were like, DJ, with the Halloween party, we were like, DJ, you are going to like kill yourself over this. You need to relax. You need to like take a break.
But I was still there because I remember the first crew and I was like, I don't know. My dad sent me a real rough sketch of it and he did it on like the back of like a napkin or something. And I was like, yeah, so let's do this. And I remember figuring out the windows with Jared. And then I don't remember anything after that. I had to take a trip or something. I don't know. But yeah.
You were there physically, mentally. I you were not.
I was definitely there physically, unless I was on a trip. But I don't remember it. but and then I missed. You don't know how big it is that I missed whatever it was. It was a tech rehearsal. I missed like 2 tech rehearsals in opening night. I that's huge. Like I never miss. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. I was hacking up like crazy stuff. And I was like, I could just go there alone and like I could put the scaffold up. And my dad said, no, Jared is going to do it. And like to have that in that moment was like the most comforting thing was like, okay, like I don't have to go there and die.
Because what if Jared wasn't there and you didn't have someone who could really handle it? Would you have come in?
I probably would have had to come in when nobody was around because I wouldn't want to get anybody sick and dangle from the scaffold and then just crawl into a ball in a corner and die.
Oh my God.
Because I was really not in a good place. And he... And for me to feel comforted by that, like, okay, yeah, Jared knows what he's doing. I'm not even worried.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome and shows my trust in him because I don't think I trust very many people that much.
really?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean that. And then I said it last night, cleaning the unclogging drains of foul, disgusting.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was gross.
Yeah. And he was the first to get right in there, get under it. Helping with the lift, help every single thing that has happened. He's there to help with, and there are a lot of people who are always there to help. But Jared, from the moment he joined, and I was going to talk about that after he was done yesterday, but he brought it up. The last membership meeting we had, he came up to me at the end. He's like, "I want to be a part of this place. I really want to help and be part of it." And I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." So many people say that, and then like, let's see what happens when you don't get cast as what you want. And usually they go away. And then it happened for him, and he was still there. And he was still there at crew, and he was still there, and still there, and still there. And then outworked.
He wouldn't go away.
and outworking people. So when anybody has a problem with him, then I'm like, well, he does more than you. So I don't really care. Because he's here helping me doing whatever the hell project I'm working on. He's always there. So, I have a lot of love and respect for Jared.
Yeah, I was really happy for Jared when he won. Because I think he puts so much energy into the sets and coming to crew. And also, I think he didn't think he would win it. I don't think it was really like on his radar. Like maybe like, oh, like there's a chance, but like there's so many other people who could have also gotten it. But yeah, I remember when you were like saying who this was going to. You didn't say his name yet, but you were like hinting at it, and I was like cheering on Jared. I really appreciate that he was recognized.
Me too. So that award and then best show, and that's the last award. Best show went to Christmas Rose. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Awesome. Like, I don't know what to say. That one wasn't necessarily as close as all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's awesome. I think that's fantastic. And if... because then another a word was brought up, which is like obnoxious. Variety. Like, oh, like there wasn't much variety in the awards. Like,
I mean, first of all, there's only so many awards. It's not like the Oscars where they're giving out, I don't know how many they give out.
Right.
Hundreds that you don't even see on TV. But like, how many awards? Like, how many are there?
There is like 11, I think, 11 or 12 for shows.
Yeah. And I mean, what do you expect? And sometimes like things are meant to sweep.
Right. Like variety, like I'll pin you to the wall, like that. Really, just variety. Okay, first off, you voted. Don't talk to me about variety. You voted. I don't care if it's not what you voted for. Like that doesn't interest me. That's how voting works. So that drove me up a wall. And it's like obviously this made an impact. Obviously people care about this show. If you didn't see it, you can't talk about it. So like. Let's move past it because it won. It deserved it. My father deserved it. Every single person in that cast deserved it. I couldn't be happy for that cast.
Yeah. If something's meant to sweep, it was meant to sweep, and that was.
Yeah.
And that there's nothing wrong with that. There doesn't have to be variety. It's whatever the truth is what the people speak. And that's what they wanted.
Yeah. No, I agree. And if we had a panel, because then, oh, like maybe you guys should do a panel so like the voting doesn't get skewed or anything. Like, okay, let's create a panel of people. I don't know that much of this would have been different. Truly, I don't know how much of this would have actually changed. Maybe ensemble would have changed.
Yeah.
Maybe. The rest is deserved and how it should have went. So... I'm excited for next year's Starries. And if people have a problem next year, I'm going to come on the next day. I'm going to complain about it. I'm going to be as passive aggressive as possible because it's just crazy to me that we can't just support each other. That's the goal. And seeing everybody there to start the night was fantastic. The amount of people that came out for it and the amount of people that are texting, hey, can I get a membership? I want to be part of it. That's what we want to build. That's what
I want. Were
there
more people than last year?
Yes.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, a good deal more. And we had a lot of people last year.
Like, yeah.
Let's keep building on that. But I'm not interested in building on it if this is going to be the attitude we carry forward. The arrogance, the ignorance, all of it, it needs to end here. So we can move forward and build something where we all support each other no matter what happens. Like, I don't know. That's where the community aspect comes in. We're a community. Not, oh, this theater within the community. No, the community inside the theater. That's what matters to me. Mm-hmm. So it's frustrating. And moving forward, I would love to, like, hold this Starries thing and everyone's just like, damn straight that one. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's move forward, kick butt. Like, that's awesome.
I'd like to come in the next morning to do this show.
Yeah.
And feel excited and like positive about everything.
Yes.
Because I feel like this might have happened last year too, where like there was some discord about like who won and stuff like that. And it's like we should be able to come in and just be like, this person won and they deserved it and everyone agreed and, you know, it was a great night.
Yeah.
And it was a great night.
I had a lot of fun.
I had fun too. And I felt very... a lot of people came up to me and said it was well deserved.
Yeah.
So I felt very appreciated and acknowledged. And I don't want, you know, people to think that this... And like put a sour note on last night.
Right.
Because it was a really great night. I had a great time. I had a great time being in the audience this time.
Yeah.
Like I really enjoyed watching you and Ryan... And getting to watch the videos you put together and everything. And it was a fun night. And, you know, for everyone to come out and show up and just be interested in coming. And even new people who have been there for one show.
Right.
To come out and, like, just want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's about, is the camaraderie and getting together and celebrating.
Right.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And the people who, especially the people who, you know, are deserving of their awards. So.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I agree. And hopefully next year we can do that. Next year we come on and say everyone was cheesing the whole night. You could be disappointed that you lost. That's okay. You know what? Oh, darn, I really wish I won for that. But you know what? This person deserves it too. And that's great. That's healthy. And that's what it should be. So hopefully next year that's what it is. But I will not stop doing the Starries. I will continue to get worse if the problem gets worse.
Oh, my God.
And plaster everyone's faces up. And say, yeah, watch yourself lose then, if that's what you want to do. Because it's just, we should all be there for each other. This should be about support, not ego, not selfishness. So happy for the cast of Christmas Rose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy for them. Like, because then, like, put yourself in that in their shoes. Imagine how they felt every time that's announced going up there. Like, yes, you earned this. You deserve this. Your hard work. And I like that we do this because it's a great way to end the season. Like, usually we end the season, oh, we forgot about Spiral. Your performance, oh, we forgot about it. You know what? We forgot about Christmas Rose. Now it's like we're celebrating. You're nominated. You're getting celebrated.
Yeah.
That was a celebration of every show that we did that season. Every single person worked just as hard on every show. Everything was deserving. And that's a great way to end the season. And it should be ending on a big positive note. And I'll do whatever I can next season to make sure it ends on a positive note. And if it doesn't, then I'm not stopping. I'm on a tear.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like, I felt very positive last night. And not just because I, like, won an award. Just in general, like, the people I was sitting next to and just everyone else winning what they won and feeling happy for them. And just afterwards talking to everyone, I felt very positive.
Right.
I'm not getting any backlash that you're getting. Like, no one's coming up to me and being like, what's with the voting, you know?
Right.
So, like, it kind of sucks on your end that you are receiving that after you also just worked so hard on putting a show together.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I put this together. We don't need to do this. We don't need to see each other. You can come out, audition for shows, be a stranger, and just work with the people for those 8 performances and go home. We could make it that, but that's not the goal and that's not the plan. So to come up to me after this, be like, oh, well, the voting is the least of my worries right now. Your attitude, your ego, your ignorance, your all of it. That's my worry. So that, yeah, that's where I'm at. And I just want the support. That's all that matters.
That's what it's about. Just supporting each other and like being happy that, you know, this person who worked really hard was recognized for it.
Yeah.
And I really like the Starries. I really like dressing up and coming and seeing everyone, seeing people from shows I haven't seen them for a while, and reflecting on the past season and like getting to see all the videos and reminders of what everyone did and like, oh yeah, that happened. Like there were a couple scenes that I was like, oh yeah, I forgot that happened.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's just a nice reflection of the year. That's what it's about. The reflection of the year.
Yes.
And everyone coming together and having a good old time.
Yeah. And that's what the plan is. Like, that's what it should be. And then now we go forth and we do member events, the Super Bowl, stuff like that. And like, that's fun. And this is supposed to be fun. But now if we got a bad taste in our mouth from this, it's not going to be fun. So like, and again, this is targeted at multiple people. This is not at one person. This is multiple people who talked to me after the whole thing was over. And, yeah, I don't want to just put it on musical theater people. But I will say that nobody who consider themselves play people came up to me and complained about the voting. So maybe it's just musical theater people have an attitude. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's not. I'm sure there are some great ones out there, but last night that's where the complaints came from. And it's just it's ungrateful and it's certainly selfish. And hopefully moving forward we can get rid of that. Because it's not always gonna go your way. It didn't go my way. I didn't win a single award. Like, I feel like, and that's what, I'm just going to keep going back to that. If I'm not mad, nobody else has a right to be mad that your one show didn't win, because I did multiple shows and they didn't win. And that's A-okay, because everyone deserves it. So that's the Starries. There's your Starries recap. I felt great until afterwards.
I felt great. Until, yeah. I mean, there wasn't an until. It was just, I felt great. But not even just because I won the award. That's the thing. Like, that was a cherry on top. I felt great just the entire night.
Yeah.
And I just, like, anyone who won, anyone who got an award for their performance or an award for the other stuff we do during the membership meeting stuff, you know, I was just happy that they got something and were recognized and went up there, got to give their little speech.
Yeah.
And then move on.
Yeah.
And just, you know, have all these memories together.
Yeah. And that's we're building memories, like, and just having a good time. That's what it's about. And I don't want the negativity to take away from what happened, because every single person that won deserves it. Jared winning, fantastic. I don't want any of this to take away from Jared, from my dad, from anyone who's in Christmas Rose, from Joanne, from any of it. So I just wanted to get this out into the universe. Now it's out. It's off my chest. Now from here on, it's going to be about the people who won and celebrating them and celebrating the night. But had we recorded this podcast last night, it would have been so much worse. So if you're listening to this being like, oh, my God, this is brutal. I was ready to rip this computer in half last night, because it's ungrateful. It truly, truly is ungrateful. And that's something that I can never get behind, is being ungrateful for everyone who worked so hard, not just for last night, but for every single show last season. Everyone is deserving. Everyone is worthy of winning an award.
And every year there's a new opportunity.
Yeah.
For you to work hard, become a better actor, just, you know, from the past seasons you've been in, and see what happens.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. I 1,000% agree. And moving forward, I'm going to be positive about it, and I'm so happy about everything that happened last night. I posted on Facebook about my dad, and I don't post on Facebook, and I'm just honestly could not be happier that I know everybody loves him. I know, like, I've known, because he's a great person. So to get everybody to show it was fantastic. I loved it. I loved every moment that he was getting his flowers, and that's the takeaway from the night, is that, and all the hard work that everybody put in this season and having a good time. So next year, I'm very excited. I don't know if I'll be hosting. We'll have to see how the nominations go, because if you're nominated as actor, you cannot host. So we'll follow that trail, see where that leads. It'll be interesting. But I'm grateful for everyone who showed up, grateful for everyone who joined the family and became members, and I hope to see them at every member event and just continue to grow the family.
Yeah. I just want to say, to end on a positive note, I really am truly grateful for everyone who even considered me and gave their vote to me, and, like, you didn't have to do that, and you did, and it honestly, it means, like, so much to me. You have no idea how much it means to me. And just to be a part of a theater like this, it, you know, I just feel like a lot of people call it their second home, and it really is. You know, when you form these bonds with people, and you meet more and more people as the years go by, and people come and more people join the theater, it's just a happy home.
Yeah.
Sometimes, at least, for a lot of people. Not all the time. Not every home is happy 24/7.
No.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
But I truly, like, from the bottom of my heart, I really thank everyone who considered me and really thought that I deserved it. So, thank you.
Absolutely. You definitely deserve it. But like that's the other thing. It's like nobody would be so hot or so mad if they didn't care. Mm-hmm. Everybody cares so much about everything that was put into every show, and so that's great. The passion that's in the place is fantastic. But we need to split some of that passion off of the work that we're doing and put it towards the people too, because the people are what make it all possible. So split the passion a little bit. We covered the Starries. Now I just want to briefly talk about both fall shows. We had auditions for Voices in the Attic and Spirits of the Dead. We had the read-through for Voices in the Attic. I am so excited for that show. I haven't done anything this substantial since 2021, Author of the Night.
Yeah. I mean, when you got up and read for auditions, I was like, what? In what world? Like, you constantly say you're not a good actor and you're like nervous to get on stage, but then once you're on stage, it's whatever. But like, I felt like even though you may have not been on stage in so long, you've grown as an actor. I feel like you were more comfortable on stage than I've ever seen you before.
Thank you.
And maybe that's because the character you were playing in one of the things, it was just like, I was just like, I can hear him saying this in real life.
Yeah. I felt a connection to that character because I love playing a bad person. I love, like, what I've talked about so much is that, like, I've always just played like the guy, the boy. I'm grateful for that, grateful for my time on stage and the roles that I was given. And like that's just you. Like, you're not acting, so like getting to be somebody this awful, this horrible is so fun, because it's like, I'm not that. But sometimes you feel like that. Sometimes you feel like, I hate all of you, and I'm gonna let it show. So like, you just transfer all your anger into that role. So when I got up and read for it the first time, I was just so like, I was so happy the whole time. I'm like, this is fun. I haven't.
Yeah, you could tell you were having fun.
Yeah,
you were just like, you aren't that person. You aren't like mean and cruel, but like some of the dialogue, some of the dialogue, I was like, wow, I can really hear him saying this.
There's notes of me in that,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Because I get hot fast. As you did, the first hour of this podcast is me getting hot. And so, like, it was so much fun to read. And now that I'm doing it with some of my best friends is incredible. Like, I'm up on stage with Callum and Ryan and Michaela. And, I mean, that is just so ridiculously fun. And then Spirits. I cannot wait for Spirits. I can't wait for you guys to read the script.
I know. I was talking to your dad last night. I was like, I'm so excited for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, it can't come fast enough. And your dad's like, I have nothing to do until Tuesday. Like, I'm cutting my grass tomorrow. And, like, I have work Monday. But, like, I'm really waiting for Tuesday. Like, same here.
I'm also definitely waiting for it. And like, what I can't wait is that the six of us are really close in it.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm really excited to, like, just, like, go through the rehearsal process and, like, and find the characters. And, like, there's a lot of us in it. So, like, when you asked about, like, oh, like, I asked you.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'll probably audition for Voices. I don't know about the other one.
Well, I didn't really, like, know anything about either
of
them.
Right, no, yeah.
And, like, the only thing I knew about Voices was more people were interested in that. So I was like, there must be something to that. I don't know. But that's because no one knows anything about Spirits. So, yeah. Like, also, I think I knew there were more parts in Voices than Spirits. So I was like, greater chance, I guess.
Right.
Like, I really didn't think, like, I was really considered previously for Spirits.
No, you were. I read it, and I was yeah, that's definitely, like you. That's you. It
yeah,
has,
you're,
it has parts
you're,
of you.
Your dad said that last night to me. He's like, I asked DJ to ask if you were auditioning, because I just feel like that's a character that I can see you, and I have seen you play before.
Yeah.
And
plus, like, he wanted people who are close. So, like, the cast is Sean Ward, Ryan, Alex, Taylor, and Elena, and me. And so, like, we're all already close, And I think this process will, we're going to get closer.
And, yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it. But he just wanted, like, natural chemistry throughout the people. So, like, I think that's a great group.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm very, very excited. And I'm excited to keep talking about it on the pod. Talk about our experiences from mm-hmm. here until it ends in October.
I know. Oh, it's only one rehearsal a week, too.
I know.
Like, it's a good thing timing-wise, but also, like, I like seeing you guys.
Yeah. Once you get, like, I haven't been in a show where I have to memorize lines like that. And it's like, I haven't had this experience for a while, so I'm, like, going at it like a kid. Like, I'm really excited. And I'm going to bring my script on vacation and just, like, read like a madman and try to memorize my lines. And, like, I'm genuinely excited to be a part of it again.
Yeah, you seem excited.
Yeah.
You seem excited in auditions. You seem excited now.
Yeah. I'm.
And I feel like we haven't... The last thing, I mean, the only thing you and I have really done together was A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Which was just like one scene, and then Here We Sit, which wasn't any dialogue. It was just you carrying me out, yes. Right? That's it.
Yeah.
And like, but we haven't really had any like serious interaction.
No. I've never acted with you. Well, I mean, we did in Christmas Carol briefly. Never acted with Elena, never with Sean Ward, and then never with Michaela, never with Callum. I've never had lines with Callum. So I'm very excited. And Trevor and I have a whole scene in Voices. Never been on stage with Trevor before, so I'm really looking forward to all these new interactions. Like, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm just a little worried. I feel like I, like, look at you on stage, and I'm just like, I don't know if I can take you seriously.
We have a whole scene together.
I know.
It's fun. It's all fun. Like, the thing about Spirits is, like, it's so natural. I feel like everything that happens is just natural. So, like, it's not going to be, like, a lot of actual acting, from my part, at least. Mm. Like, it's just...
It'll just flow right out of you.
I hope, yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too. Well, that's that. We covered the Starries. We covered the two shows happening now. I think that's it. You got anything else?
No, that's it.
Yeah. I there's a lot of positive things happening. There's a lot of good things happening, and I want to stay positive. and getting it all out has calmed me down more. But it's just frustrating when something you care about so much is not going how you planned. And yeah, so that's where all the frustration came from. It's not at anyone. It's not towards anyone. It's just a general feeling of disappointment that there wasn't, you know, standing ovations for my dad, for the show, for any amount of people. We should all be there for each other. That's why we're here. So that's why I was so heated. It's we should just be there for each other.
Yeah, and, you know, this is kind of like a therapy session.
Yeah, no way. Really.
Like, the podcast, like, you air all your grievances, and then you try to remain positive at the end. Like, you hope that in the end, the resolve is being positive, and you got all your negativity out.
Yeah.
It's just that people hear it, but, you know.
Well, I want people to hear it, truthfully.
Because not everything should be rainbows and butterflies and, like, painted as such when it's not.
Right. And it's important that people know that it's affecting. It's not just affecting you. It's affecting everyone. And I want everyone to know that it certainly affected me, that I put all my hard work into this into the Starries, and all my hard work into every show this season, and for it to be dismissed, for Christmas Rose to be dismissed because it wasn't the show that you were in, is that affects people, and that's not what we're trying to create. We're a community, we're a family. That's first. That's before any ego, that's before any show, that's before any hard work. That's number one. So and maybe it's just a lesson learned through time, because the Starries is still a new thing. So I'm sure each year, hopefully, it's like, you know what? The people are voting. They're going to vote whatever the hell they're going to vote for. And we're just going to we're going to accept it because everybody worked hard. So,
well said.
I hope people make it this far. I don't know that they will.
What do you mean? Oh, in the podcast.
Yeah, like maybe they just turn it on, hear the complaint.
Yeah, the first
like, nah,
like 20 minutes.
It's really hard to sit and watch all like the positivity like just kind of melt away.
Well, I also think maybe if anyone who had any issue, maybe save it for the next day. Like, not that night.
Yeah.
You know, if they're going to say anything, let everyone celebrate and have a good time, including you. And because you don't want to hear that. Like, after all that you just did, and then they come up to you. So it's like, just save it for the next day. If you're going to say anything at all, let everyone just have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. And just support. That's all I'm about. Is like, let's just support everyone who's winning and everyone who's doing a great job because we all deserve it. We all work hard. And the nominees, all fantastic people. What we do is so everyone should be so grateful every day for what we do. And I forget that a lot. That a lot of people I work with, they go home and they play video games or they do nothing. And I'm not coming at them. That's their life. That's what they want to do. That's great. But I'm grateful that I rush through work so I can get to the thing that I love to do. I'm grateful that I have that opportunity and that I can do that. So,
hey, did they let you hang up your posters?
Oh my God, that was such a huge. Did I talk about that on here?
I don't think so.
I hung up a Jesus Christ Superstar poster at work. So this is another thing. Like when people say I hate Superstar, I almost lost my job over Jesus Christ Superstar, over a poster of Jesus Christ Superstar. I hung up a Superstar poster at work in a corner, so not many people could see it because we're not allowed to hang stuff. We're not allowed to hang stuff on the community corkboard.
What?
Yeah. So I'm like, fine. I won't put it on the corkboard. I'll put it over here. I come in the next day and it's gone. It's taken down, and nobody talked to me about it, and so. As you saw, I got hot immediately, and I stormed into my boss, and he's like, I did not touch it. I think that's ridiculous that it was touched and you weren't told about it. So then I went to his boss, well, kind of his boss, and I pulled him aside and I said, look, I came in at a 10 today. I had a bad morning. I came in at a 10. Seeing my poster taken down, I'm at a 30. And I said, I am going to bring 200 posters for my next show, and I will hang it in every spot in this warehouse if you don't allow me to hang one poster. And he was like, okay, well, like, first off, you got to calm down. And I was like, no, I get it. Like, I get that this is something stupid to be mad about, but, like, I'm fed up with all of this. I'm fed up that there's no respect to tell me that you're going to take my poster down. And it wasn't him. It was somebody else. And he's like, I completely agree with all that. And I'm like, so this is just a warning. When you have a meeting with me in a month from now, and I swear to God, this is all true. I said, when you have a meeting with me in a month from now, because you have to fire me because I hung 200 posters in this warehouse, I want you to know that I'm going to do it. Like, I'm giving you the warning that meeting's coming. And he's like, you should go talk to HR and talk to her because she was the one who took it down. And I said this, and I don't know how I still have a job. It's miraculous that I still have a job. I said, if I talk to HR right now in the state that I'm in, as blazing mad as I am because she took that down and didn't talk to me about it, I would rip her in half like a piece of paper. And his eyes just got real wide. He's like, please don't talk to her. I will go talk to her and try to figure this out.
Oh, my God.
So he talked to her. He came back to me, and he had the poster. He's like, look, she took it down and kept it and was planning on talking to you about it. And they had already removed my brochure that I hung up on the community corkboard. They already took it down.
What goes on the community corkboard?
Just work stuff.
So it's community work?
It's literally a work corkboard called the community corkboard. And so I hung it up on there. She took it down, didn't say a word about it. I'm pretty sure they threw it out because I never saw it. And so I was already mad about that. Then this happened. And so he came back and he's like, here, you can have your poster back. I said, you should just hang on to it or I'm just going to go hang it up in the same spot. And so he did. And he eventually fixed it. So I can now hang posters at my job, which is something that I should not have had to put my job on the line for.
Oh, my God.
But I got real hot about it.
Wow. Well, good for you. You won.
Yeah.
You got to hang up.
Yeah, but like, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah, obviously. you can't like hang up things on a community corkboard.
Right.
And also, like, what's the harm? I don't get why that's such a big deal. I don't know. Maybe there's some rule I don't know, but
well, he was coming up. He's like, what the HR person was saying, and he's like, well, like, what if it's offensive? I said, so make guidelines. Hey, you can't hang up a naked person, or you know what, religion, politics, like, let's just stay away from that. Okay. If they came to me like, you know what, this says Jesus on it, we shouldn't hang it at work, it's a religious thing, I'd be like, oh, okay, I absolutely understand. The brochure had nothing religious on it, so taking that down is absurd. So, like, make guidelines. Like, do your job then. and tell people they can't hang this. And a big thing that they would always say is, well, then we have to do it for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Is everyone going to – what is everyone doing that they have to hang posters for? Nothing. You know, oh, you know what? My daughter's selling Girl Scout cookies. Is that so bad that we can't hang that in the corner of a warehouse? Like, so absurd to me. But yeah. He fixed it. Shout out to my boss. He fixed it. And I came up to him afterwards. I'm like, look, I'm sorry. I was hot, but I meant all of it. And
sorry, but I meant it.
I did. I was like, I meant all of it. But I really appreciate you going and fixing that for me. I appreciate that. And he goes, absolutely. I think it was crazy. But yeah, it's fixed now. So that's shout out to my boss.
Nice.
No shout out to HR.
Well, HR is not there for humans. They're there for the company.
Yeah.
They're not there for employees.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it. That's all I got in me.
Yeah.
I can't keep going. I'm going to give myself a bad name. But I'm passionate. I'm passionate about people, and I want everyone to be happy and be supportive. There it is. Out in the world. Let's get the hell out of here.
Okay, let's leave.
All right, follow us on social media. Sorry Night Theater on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Threads, and
Threads.
Have a great week.
Stay positive.
Try to stay positive. It's hard. It's hard. That's all I got. You good? You done?
Yes. Okay.